asking. Tickets sold at the door. Saturday night in Alexandria. The Virginia Grand Military Band.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Luckett's extra volume this morning. We have a crash coming southbound on 15. You're sitting in the backups here near 662 and down to Limestone School Road. Scene of the crash, still with police there. So southbound 15 Luckett's, you need extra time this morning. On 66, Manassas through Centerville, not seeing any break at that point. And then again, as you approach the Fairfax County Parkway, off and on up toward Nutley Street in the Beltway. Westbound 66, get ready inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Had the accident as you approach Sycamore Street. Heading toward the toll road, coming off of the Greenway. We're really backing up this morning. And a lot of that is to exit onto 28 on that exit ramp. And then onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston Slope. Virginia 95 northbound, no change at the scene of the crash. We still have one right lane blocked, so we're bunched up heading across the Occoquan to the Fairfax County Parkway with the right lane still blocked. For Maryland 95, delays out of Calverton, and that's just a merge on through to the Capitol Beltway, but it's been uneventful this morning, just the heavy volume there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Areas of fog, otherwise clear, chilly this morning. Sunny and mild this afternoon, 58. Some clouds tonight, 41. Outside the Beltway, a little bit colder. Cloudy on Wednesday with a high near 58. Little light rain by Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Manassas, 28 in Bowie, 40 in Washington. Congressman Steve Scalise, the victim of gun violence last summer, meets with students from Parkland, Florida. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. Mornings on the Mall here. I'm Vince Conley alongside Amber Athey in for the vacation at Mary Walter. Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
Also, Larry Kudlow going to be joining us at 8:35 this morning. Stay tuned for that. But right now, we're happy to be joined by Hogan Gidley. He's the special assistant to President Donald Trump and the deputy press secretary at the White House. Hogan, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Nice to chat with you. Let's get into the big debate of the week, which is guns. You know, the president hosted that meeting with governors yesterday in which they had a bunch of conversations about what could be done. And during that, you know, he suggested that he wants to outlaw bump stocks, whether Congress votes for that or not. I've seen some conservatives who believe that that would be an abuse of the president's power. Does the president have the power to outlaw certain products unilaterally?
Well, they're looking into that right now. I mean, that's what the president wants. He feels as though anything that converts a legal semi-automatic weapon into an automatic weapon is troublesome. The NRA agrees. There are several things out there that several people out there, I should say, who obviously are looking into this and trying to figure out just what's best for the American people. But in their protection, especially as it relates to schools and other public venues. But look, legislation can't just make us feel good. It actually has to do good. And so often, as y'all know, when one of these tragedies occur, people rush to put something on the books that wouldn't have done anything to prevent the tragedy that had just occurred. And in this particular instance, the president has taken a leadership role here and has met with all the relevant stakeholders. The American people got to see a meeting in the state dining room in the White House with just grieving parents who were upset from Parkland, the students that had survived, other area students and teachers and parents, all concerned about safety in school. He also met with local law enforcement as well to try and come up with some good ideas to prevent these types of mass shootings. And then also, yes, as you just mentioned, met with governors. So he's meeting with everybody because the partnership between local, you know, the school districts that are actually affected by the policy and the federal government is key. And the president knows this, and that's why he wants to move forward with something that actually gets something accomplished.
And Hogan, it's encouraging to see him talk about these things, and definitely a lot of emotional meetings. You mentioned, though, the idea of using, you know, policies that actually address the shootings that just occurred. In this case, there was no bump stock involved. That was involved in Vegas, which is obviously true, and the president expressed energy for getting rid of those back then. But also, the idea of raising the age of purchasing a rifle to 21. I mean, you look back to the 60s, every mass shooting that's taken place, the average age of a mass shooter is like 33 years old. Raising the age to 21 is sort of an ineffective solution, though.
Well, look, the president's in a listening phase here, as we've said many times, because, you know, everyone's got an idea of how to fix this, but we don't know exactly what works. We've got to look at data. We've got to have conversations, as I mentioned, with the relevant stakeholders. That's what he's doing. I will say it should be noted that that meeting you mentioned with governors, there were, you know, multiple governors from all across the country. I mean, dozens and dozens of governors, a lot of Democrats, like I think 17 or 20 Democrats, the rest Republican. Raising the age to 21 did not come up one time in that meeting, and that should be very telling to people out there who has heard this president talk about raising the age to 21, potentially giving the ability to arm some teachers should they be willing to do so, and should they be trained and be capable of handling such a situation. So
Hogan,
there are all types of things that we're kicking around right now to trying to find the best solutions.
Go ahead. I just want you to be specific on one thing. You just said it was telling. Does that suggest that the 21 age raise that the president was suggesting is now off the table?
I wouldn't say it's off the table. I'm just saying it's very telling that Democrats and Republicans in a bipartisan group of governors came forward and didn't even bring that up as a solution to fix something. And they're the ones in states that have to deal with their local school districts, and they have to deal with state legislatures and what they would pass. And I'll just say this. Donald Trump is more than the president of the United States. He's also a father, and he's also a grandfather. And he wants what everybody else in this country wants, which is safety and security for their children and grandchildren. And so the blustering and the political posturing doesn't save a single life. So we've got to figure out if there is something we can do, what that thing is, and to try and get that done to protect our children. I mean, the American people deserve nothing less.
Hi, Hogan. This is Amber Athey from the Daily Caller. At that meeting yesterday, the president told the governors, don't worry about the NRA. They're on our side. Can you tell us exactly what the president meant by that statement?
Well, obviously, the president had met with the members of the NRA over the weekend. He talked about, I think, a lunch or a dinner they had together at the White House to discuss some of these issues. And again, they're relevant stakeholders in this. I mean, there are 6 million legal, law-abiding gun owners in this country. The president supports the Second Amendment. He has the support of the NRA. He supports the NRA in all that they do. But there'll be disagreements every once in a while between groups, and that's just, you know, intra-family squabbles or nothing new. But right now, the president, you know, he's the best negotiator I've ever seen, and he works to get everyone on his team. And at the end of the day, we feel as though they'll be on the same page on these vital issues to protecting our schools and our children.
Hogan, I want to move to immigration because there was a Supreme Court decision yesterday that affects the president's deadline of March 5th for DACA renewals to conclude. This is protections for the about 700,000 so-called dreamers who have applied to stay in the United States, young people. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, you know what, we're not going to hear this yet. We're going to allow this to go through the normal appeals process. Will the White House honor renewals? Will the Trump administration honor renewals past that March 5th deadline?
Well, I mean, there's really no deadline anymore now just because of what the courts have done. The judicial interference here is unprecedented. But let's just talk about this in simplistic terms, if we can. So many on the left will tell you that Barack Obama was well within his rights to basically give legal status to hundreds of thousands of people here illegally. I disagree with that. I think it was unlawful. I think it was unconstitutional. Most people on the right, most people in the judiciary would say the same thing. But let's just buy that premise for a moment. If the president of the United States, as Barack Obama, has the right to start DACA, then wouldn't any president after Barack Obama have the right as president to stop DACA? So it makes no sense that the Democrats can argue on one hand that it's unconstitutional for President Trump to try and stop it when they said it was constitutional for Barack Obama to start it. But it also highlights the hypocrisy of the Democrats on the issue, because the president came forward, and as you just said, the 700,000 number, he offered basically three times that for the Democrats to actually solve the problem that they've been talking about for a long time. And let's not forget, they had the White House with Barack Obama, the control of the House, and a filibuster-proof Senate with a promise to fix DACA within the first 100 days of the Barack Obama administration, and they did not touch it. It proves that they do not want a solution to this. When the president comes forward and offers a logical, common sense solution that has clear mechanisms for safety and security for American citizens at the fore, which is where the federal government and the
yes.
president should be. The Democrats balked at it and instead chose to shut down the government to protect people here illegally.
Hogan, with 30 seconds left here, the president's set to visit border wall prototypes in March. We're finding out. When exactly is that going to happen, and will he be eliminating the crappy ones apprentice style?
Well, I don't know how that selection process is going to go, but one of the pillars, no pun intended, to the campaign was building a wall. He said it multiple times just this end of last week, said the wall, we've got to have it. This is something he wants, and the Democrats know walls work. They work in San Diego, where border crossings dropped 95%. They work in Israel. When they put up a wall, it went down 99%. So it's very clear that this is a method that keeps people out of this country that we do not need here, that are here with nefarious intentions. And so that's what he wants to do, and he's going to go check them out firsthand.
All right. Hogan Gidley, Special Assistant to President Trump and Deputy Press Secretary, and always a welcome guest here on Mornings on the Mall. Thanks, Hogan.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Nice to chat with you. 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, Interstate 95. Just want you to get ready for Del City, most of the way through Newington with very little break. Still, as you approach the Fairfax County Parkway, still have that right lane blocked with crash cleanup. And in Dale City, you had the car fire. No longer seeing any smoke, but that activity along the right side. That's all north on 95. The A. 395, once you come off the Beltway, most of the way across the 14th Street Bridge, we're bunched up. And that's pretty much the story on 295 for you. If you're making your trek, say, coming off of the Woodrow Wilson Bridge right now, we're pretty much in the height of the volume as you come up past the exit to get onto the Douglas Bridge. And then that also continues slow onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, it's been a little bit of a struggle this morning. Latest problem, just the incident now, blocks the right lane south of 175. Looks like they may even have that to the shoulder. But between 32 and 198, getting reports of large potholes in that area. Had some damage to some cars, so really need to be careful. Hopefully crews get out there after the commute rush hour. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, let's talk about this here weather. Today, areas of patchy fog, early sunny, high of 58 degrees. Tonight, a few passing clouds with a low of 41. And tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with a high of 58 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, 42817 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
All right, let's pick up. Well, yeah, that was an interesting interview with Hogan. Always nice to have the lighthouse on to talk about all the issues of the day. And one of those issues, guns. And I'm going to share with you something that was on Headline News. S.E. Cupp, you'll know her. She has a show there on Headline News, and she was talking to Brian Stelter about how the press covers guns. And I'll just summarize it for you. It's poorly. But here's a little bit of the conversation between our friend Ms. Cupp and Mr. Stelter.
And I think in this environment where people's stress levels are very high, you can see how some of these comments, the irrational comments, get said. However, we need more people on television trying to bring the temperature down.
Do you think that the media has been doing a good job, by and large? Obviously, I showed some of the worst, but by and large, do you think the media has done a good job covering this story?
I think a lot of journalists, a lot of television anchors, a lot of reporters are trying to advocate for change.
Right.
And I think you might say they're trying to advocate for more gun control. Mm-hmm. I think they would say they're advocating for more safety of some form. How are we going to get to a safer world, to a safer country?
A euphemism, in other words.
I think we've seen journalists in the last year of the Trump administration advocating for truth and for decency. Uh-huh. Sometimes it comes across as anti-Trump in the minds of some people. Mm-hmm. What we've seen now is this advocating for a safer country.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
from there, we can debate whether they're doing it in the right way, whether they're crossing the line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Safety and truth, or gun control and anti-Trumpness?
Which one is it?
Which one is it?
Yeah.
Brian kind of like ripping the veil off of the whole, like, you know, thing. He is doing good media reporting for once. That was kind of nice to hear him say in a roundabout way.
Yeah, he was honest at least, I guess.
But he says it from the perspective of, you might call it gun control. We just call it safety. Uh-huh.
Well, he talks about truth in one sentence.
Yes.
Meanwhile, his network has pushed some of the worst gun follies that I've seen, at least. Just today, actually, a CNN lieutenant general, Mark Hertling, said there's a such thing as a full semi-automatic AR-15.
Oh, of course, the old full semi-automatic.
I wish I had one of those. It sounds fun.
It has extra fingers attached to it that do the shooting for you.
And then after the Vegas shooting, of course, there was the assertion that bump stocks turned semi-autos into fully automatic weapons, and that suppressors apparently made the gun completely silent.
Completely silent.
Yes.
It's like a James Bond movie. What was that? What was that sound?
So, I mean, I think there's really no question that the media has so much work to do on guns. And Brian Stelter here is, I mean, basically admitting that they care more about pushing their quote-unquote safety agenda than they do getting the facts.
Let's go to cut 24 here.
Yes.
This is Brian Stelter. Andy Levy, who of Red Eye fame, was also on that program talking, and he's just not buying it from Brian. Listen to this.
So let's be careful, I think, about the broad brushes. Most Americans, even if they say they don't trust the media, they trust somebody. They trust something. People are getting information from a variety of sources.
Sure.
What's broken right now is that there are these echo chambers, and I thought Marco Rubio said it really well at the CNN town hall. Mm. He talked about the echo chambers and talked about why is it in politics that it's a sin to change your mind.
Uh-huh.
We need more people more willing to change their minds right now, not less.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of this humility from the media about not knowing their stuff about guns. I think it's not even that they're not embarrassed that they make factual errors or are factually ignorant about guns. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That is the sense that I have gotten a lot of. And it's a lot easier to yell, we have to do something, than it is to educate yourself. But it seems to me journalists' job is to educate the people who are watching, not to confirm their biases.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Andy has a great point here, considering a lot of the anchors who have spread these mistruths about guns have been on air for a number of these shootings.
Yes.
And yet every time, nothing changes. It seems that they have learned nothing of their mistakes from the previous shooting and continue.
I mean, he's right. Don't you think you'd spend at least, 5 minutes just Googling basic things?
It doesn't take very long. It doesn't.
What is a suppressor? What is a barrel shroud? You know, just like the basic stuff. Before you ban all these things, maybe just look at them. Figure out what they are. Here's Tom Fuentes adding to the evidence here that everything is bizarre. CNN analyst Tom Fuentes talking about why women can't carry guns. Listen to this.
One of the things that people don't talk about, a lot of these schools, Sandy Hook had an all-female faculty, from principal to teachers. And for a woman, where are you going to hide that gun during the day? You can't put it in your desk drawer. Somebody might steal it. You can't get to it. You're not going to have it in a safe in the principal's office. You can't get to it. On your person, if you wear a dress, if you wear a skirt, are you going to have to wear a jacket every day with a belt and a holster the way a detective, on duty would do? It's not a real practical solution. Even for a variety of reasons, much less the being adept.
He's not really familiar with the landscape of women, is he?
No.
I think this guy's got a lot more problems than a gun debate at the moment. Women have ways. They always have ways.
There are a lot of ways. I mean, besides the normal just putting it in your purse like women have been doing for years, there are so many types of holsters out there for women to carry concealed. And if he would have taken 5 minutes, like we said, to research this, he would have easily figured that out.
Just bing it, dude. 823 on WMAL.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
It's the call you make to take control of your health.
Good morning, Princeton Longevity Center.
When you call Princeton Longevity Center, the region's leading center for preventive medicine, preventing cancers and avoiding heart attacks before they strike, Princeton Longevity Center not only helps you prevent life-threatening illnesses, they can help you reduce the anxiety that comes from just not knowing enough about your health.
The very in-depth physical.
When you call, a coordinator will tell you about PLC's one-day comprehensive exam.
We do have even your blood tests back the same day.
At Princeton Longevity, you'll get the time and attention you need and the latest technology for taking control of your health.
But we can also do virtual colonoscopy with our scanner.
Now with offices in Fairfax, Virginia, staying well is even easier. Call today and ask about how to use your Flex or Health Savings account. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com.
And we do it all in one day.
888-8000-PLC.
is now 825 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Head Deep Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy this morning. One of our latest problems on the Beltway, Maryland, heading out of College Park into Silver Spring, Bethesda, on the outer loop. Right as you come around the 270 exit, fire rescue there now blocking the right half of the Beltway. Outer loop as you come up to 355 and 270. That is now in a continuous backup coming around from College Park. Leaving the Wheaton area, trying to go south on Georgia Avenue. It is jammed. We have the crash south on Georgia Avenue at Flyers Mill Road. And when the light changes on Beers Mill Road, there's no place for you to merge because traffic's not moving. So, you know, it's a little frustrating, but take patience here. They're dealing with the incident south on Georgia Avenue before the Beltway near Flyers Mill. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a couple large potholes reported between Route 32 and 198 southbound. Very cautious there. It caused some damage earlier to vehicles. Virginia, 95 northbound, Newington, the crash. We're trying to get that to the right shoulder, but delays out of Dale City. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. We all need to save some time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Above-average temperatures continuing. Dry weather, high pressure locked in. Some patchy fog early this morning, otherwise clear. Mostly sunny this afternoon, 58. Some clouds tonight, 41. Suburbs a bit cooler. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy up near 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is 42 degrees in the nation's capital, 826 on WMAL.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Chris Plant. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot these days about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. It's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people finding real connection on real dates. Instead of being controlled by some faceless algorithm, get a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and cares about your success. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. In fact, I'll connect you right now with a matchmaker. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Look, It's Just Lunch is totally professional, just like you, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch. The right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just dial *ZIP, and when prompted, say talk. That's *ZIP. Keyword, talk. *ZIP. Keyword, talk.
At MGM National Harbor, we've made free money a reality with cold hard cash. Have you gotten yours? Spring is coming, and our grand prize of $100,000 in cash will be awarded March 2nd. With 2 weeks left to enter, just swipe your M Life Rewards card, and you're in. free to play every day for prizes and entry. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, there's a debate in Georgia over a tax break for an airline that decided it wanted to throw the NRA off the discount train. We'll talk to Larry Kudlow about that and a whole lot more coming up. And also, American Idol style, we're going to judge the people who want to sing the national anthem for the Nats. That's ahead on WMAL. It's 8:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Deputy White House Press Secretary, Hogan Gibley, says the president will have specific steps to curb gun violence, especially in schools.
Legislation can't just make us feel good. It actually has to do good. And so often, as y'all know, when one of these tragedies occur, people rush to put something on the books that wouldn't have done anything to prevent the tragedy that had just occurred. And in this particular instance, the president has taken a leadership role here and has met with all the relevant stakeholders.
Gibley says the president is now in a listening phase, as he puts it. Gibley spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. That Clarksburg High School student who's been in jail for nearly 2 weeks for bringing a gun to school could be getting out of jail as early as today, pending his trial. A judge initially denied bail for 18-year-old Alwin Chen after prosecutors alleged that Chen had written down a list of grievances. But his lawyer argues that prosecutors overstated their case, and there is no such list. Montgomery County police are checking out a teenager's report that he was shot yesterday morning while walking to school. The 17-year-old, a student at Paint Branch High School in Burtonsville, did sustain a graze wound to his cheek and ear. Police in North Carolina looking for a suspect after a man was shot and killed while streaming live on Facebook.
55-year-old Prentice Robinson was walking near his home in the town of Wingate, North Carolina, streaming on Facebook Live and complaining about a family member allegedly stealing a cell phone. He had just reported a theft to police when he exchanged a few words with another man.
You don't laugh.
The phone fell to the ground and a person can be seen walking through the frame. A 65-year-old man was identified by police as a suspect in the shooting. Joe Ramsey on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,709. The Nasdaq at 74,21. Sports sponsored by Zelle. College basketball, Georgetown loses, Howard loses, but Virginia Tech wins. NHL, the Caps lose in Columbus. Exhibition baseball, losses for the Nats and the O's. NBA, the Wizards play in Milwaukee tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues. On 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Zelle is a new way to send money from your banking app to almost anyone. Zelle, this is how money moves. More at ZellePay.com. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and two hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me too, just saying.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Larry O'Connor here with my friend and coworker, JJ.
Hello, Larry.
We've both gotten healthy with EMP Winity Weight Loss, and you're up to what now?
60 pounds in 4 months. Okay, that's unbelievable.
That's like a whole human being.
Exactly. And the numbers are great, but I want to talk about the staff for a minute. Are they not awesome?
They really are, yeah.
Here's an example. So my wife and I have a date night coming up, and she had asked to go to this specific restaurant. I was kind of worried about what I'd order. I mentioned this to Kim when I was at the Rockville office, and she took the time out of her day to research all these options, what I could order. She emailed me later with like specific ways to ask for the food. I could enjoy my dinner and keep up my progress because of the awesome people.
Yeah, I've been hanging out in the lobby, and I've seen them do the exact same thing for all their clients.
Yeah, it's great to have them in my corner, and it's one reason I say, if I can have this type of success, anybody can with EMP 180.
Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner, and now Marylanders can visit their Rockville office on the web, emp180weightloss.com. Call 855-888-0180, 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, College Park around to Bethesda, jammed, but the crash out of the travel lane. So as you come around past Connecticut Avenue, right near the exit for 270, watch. They're partially still crowding the right lane, even though folks are using it around past 270. So that's the focal point of those delays. Backup's pretty intense here. As you travel south on 270, still heavy through Clarksburg and pretty much solid lineup down toward the Beltway. Out of Wheaton, tow truck at the scene of the crash, which is causing your delays, southbound Georgia Avenue as you pass Pliers Mill Road. The crash causing the delays. But happy that the tow truck's there. Right lane, though, remains blocked, thus the delays. Now, let's get you out to Luckett's. Crews are still dealing with the crash on 15, southbound near Limestone School Road, east on 7 through Clark's Gap, past Route 9. That's where crews are with the accident. They temporarily stopped all lanes a few moments ago if you're heading into Leesburg. Big tie-ups out of McLean and into McLean on the George Washington Parkway. Northbound crashes before you get to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Aries Apache fog early, then sunshine, 58. Overnight tonight, passing clouds, 41. Suburbs colder. Tomorrow, 58 degrees on a southwest breeze and a cloudy sky. And eventually, some light rain from those clouds on Thursday. Highs in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Springfield, 34 in Damascus, 42 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
All right, good morning. Vince Colonnais alongside Amber Athey this morning in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Nice to have you, and nice to also have Larry Kudlow. He's the CNBC senior contributor and host of the Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL. That's on Saturdays at 7 p.m. He's also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning, sir.
Morning. Good morning.
All right, so I know one of the topics of your concentration today is the fact that the Fed chairman is en route to Capitol Hill. He has a testimony that starts at 10 a.m. before the House Financial Services Committee. What could Congress find out from the Fed chairman?
Yeah, well, this is the new Fed chairman, Jay Powell. So we haven't seen him before with these reports. He gives two formal reports. He'll go to the Senate, I guess, tomorrow. And it's going to be very interesting to, you know, look for hints about interest rate policy. Might the Fed move faster, stronger, or might they maybe move less quickly? Is there inflation in the air or not? Is growth, you know, does growth cause inflation? I don't think so, by the way. I don't think there's any inflation out there. My own view is the Fed ought to go slowly. Let the supply-side tax cuts on business work, and let productivity rise. Don't be afraid of wage increases. The workforce hasn't really had wage hikes, I don't know, since the year 2000, basically. So we'll all look for clues on what the new chairman tells us.
Is that what this is like? I mean, do these members of Congress basically do the same thing as the rest of us when it comes to the Fed chairman, try and just find clues about the future of the interest rates?
some questioners are better than others. That's all. Some know a lot, some know a little, some know none.
Right.
And they'll try to, you know, Powell's been around a while, so even though he's never been in this job, he should be pretty good at getting some messages across. And, you know, if congressmen come at him, he'll be pretty good at deflecting that. That's my hunch. But we don't really know much about his biases and his leanings. And, you know, let's say the economy is growing at 3 rather than 2. Well, some people think that's going to cause inflation because the economy doesn't have that capacity to grow. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that. I think the economy is expanding, and it's creating new capacity and productivity and wages, and I think that's great. And I do not think more people working causes inflation. A lot of Fed board people, a lot of senior staff believe it does. So we'll be looking for clues on that. The other thing going on is a big protection battle inside the White House. Unbelievable battles, like the Battle of Gettysburg, hand-to-hand combat.
That bad. So who are the parties in this fight?
Well, you got the... This is mostly over steel tariffs, right?
Right.
And the free traders... Kevin Hassett, he's the CEA chairman, Gary Cohn, National Economic Director, and Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary. Those are the white hats, the good guys. On the other side, you've got Peter Navarro. He's the, Trade Policy Council. Mm-hmm. Wilbur Ross, Commerce Secretary, who used to own a lot of steel companies. And Robert Lighthizer, who's a lawyer, the special trade rep. And he's a longtime protectionist. And I'll just weigh in quickly. They presented the president with one option of a 24% global tariff on steel imports. And that's going to be a killer for the economy. I mean, it's going to jack up steel prices everywhere. It's going to damage consumers. It's going to damage steel users, not steel producers, but steel users. Mm-hmm. So let's say if you want to go out and buy a car, a lot of steel in your car, you're going to pay a much higher price, and that's not good, and it'll probably invite retaliation. But the president himself has not made a decision, and you've got these two sides locked in this battle.
Well, the guys who support these tariffs argue oftentimes that China is dumping tons of steel into the U.S. economy in order to suppress steel prices and harm our own domestic steel market. Do you buy that?
No, I never do. These are world... I mean, China... Look, China may or may not, but... The laws of supply and demand work. So if China produces a glut of steel, let's say, then, yeah, prices are going to go down. Mm-hmm. If South Korea or Canada does likewise. Now, this idea of dumping is something I've never understood and I've never bought into.
Mm-hmm.
These are world market prices. If the demand for steel is down, let prices fall. By the way, what's wrong with falling prices? Would you, as a consumer, would you like higher or lower prices?
Right. Lower, every time.
I mean, the steel companies have a way. They've gotten protection many, many times before, and then they always come back for more, and they always use the same argument. Although there's a new wrinkle on this one now, national security, that if we are in an all-out war, we won't have enough. Our steel industry won't supply enough steel. That's just utter nonsense. We're nowhere near capacity. We buy American steel. The Defense Department always buys American steel. And anyway, if we're in an all-out war, do you think Canada will not sell us steel?
Right. Well, I think it was last year, there was some reporting that suggested President Trump was saying, get me some tariffs, get me tariffs,
right,
in a meeting. And so which way do you think that domino is tilting at this point? Is he going to put tariffs down?
That's a big question. That's a good question. I mean, that really is the center of it. You know, during the campaign, I had many discussions with him on that. And since then, we've talked about it. And he's been moderate so far, in the sense that his bark has been bigger than his bite. But on this one, we just don't know, because the ideas, the bullet points submitted to him, he's talking even tougher. I mean, the Commerce Department submitted some options to him, and he's actually talking tougher.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this goes to the NAFTA problem, right, where Canada and Mexico are both steel producers, so if we slap huge tariffs on their steel, what's that going to do to the NAFTA negotiations, which are frankly much, much more important than steel?
Right.
And I just, you know, this is a tough one, and the economy can react, business will react, and the stock market will react to the final decision. If the president takes a moderate approach, good. If he takes a hard-line approach with high tariffs, not good.
That's right.
I love him on tax cuts, don't get me wrong. I love him on deregulation. Terrific stuff. I love him on opening up pipelines. Terrific stuff. The economy is growing because of his new policies. The war against business is over. But the war against trade, you know, free trade is very important to the world economy.
There's a lot of big economic questions baked into this. Glad you're following them for us each week, Larry Kudlow. Really nice to talk to you again, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep. 8:45 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Good morning, George Washington Parkway, going northbound with an unusual backup heading toward the Beltway, so up through McLean area. So northbound just as you pass 123. Watch for delays. Three-car crash, and they had to get a couple cars out of there. That's why we're still quite active. Southbound side, you're slow as you make your trip past the overlooks. That's where your delays begin, down toward the bridges. Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, and again at the 14th Street Bridge, you'll see those hefty delays continuing. Speaking of big delays, still in the thick of it here, DC 295 as you merge off the Beltway past Blue Plains, and that extends the entire trip up to the Douglas Bridge, or if you're heading across the 11th Street Bridge, Suitland Parkway bunched up to get to 295 as well. Now, Maryland, outer loop of the Beltway, crash at 270. That sits to the shoulder, and really cautiously getting by in that right lane. Southbound George Avenue, Pliers Mill Road, for the crash, and trying to get into Leesburg, we're hung up on Route 7 eastbound through Clark's Gap. The crash eastbound 7 past Route 9. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For now, we are in good shape with dry weather. A little bit more cloud cover coming in by midweek. Lots of sunshine after patchy fog early this morning, up to 58. Tomorrow, 58. And here come the clouds, mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 45 degrees, 640, or 846 rather, on WMAL. Now it's our turn. We've got to take this on, because the national anthem, you know, obviously important that you perform it the right way. You don't want to perform it, by the way Fergie performed it recently. Remember this? At the NBA All-Star game, Fergie going out there.
Unfortunately, I do remember it.
To the chuckles of even LeBron James. Here's Fergie's performance. That's enough of that. Anyway.
There's been a bloodhound in there, I think.
So here's what's going on. The Washington Nationals have this thing where they pick out a couple people each year to perform the national anthem for at Nats Stadium for Nats games. And that's coming up. And the first home game, the home opener, is on April 5th. They're going to take on the New York Mets. And it'll be their first visit to the nation's capital for the 85th home opener. Not their first. They're visiting the nation's capital for the 85th home opener in Washington, D.C. since 1901. So there's that. The 50 people have submitted national anthem applications, and a bunch were asked to try out last Friday. So here is a montage, cut 29, of people who were trying out to sing the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see? And bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
Where's Simon when you need him?
Still there. Oh, say does that star spare
Oh, boy. A lot to work with there. Good luck, Nats, as you figure this out.
Yeah, the voice, they are not.
849 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time in mind.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Have you tried to hire somebody lately? It's challenging. It's hard. You post to job boards and hope you're going to find the right person for your job. But think about it. How often do you actually check these things? For most people, it's pretty occasional. But there is a place where people go daily to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce is there. You know it. LinkedIn. You know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. It's also a great way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who have posted the LinkedIn jobs over the past year. And because LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match or promote your job to potential candidates, businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. Stop crossing people out. Stop throwing out resumes. Stop going through cover letters with somebody else's business written in them. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, including yours and mine. Don't settle for posting and hoping the right person's going to find your role and apply. Instead, go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Under the weather and just can't seem to kick your cough? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. As annoying or painful as a cough can be, it's your body's way of trying to get the bad stuff out. You've probably heard this advice a million times from your mother, but the best thing you can really do is to stay hydrated. It helps thin out your mucus so you can blow your nose more easily. It's also why a hot shower feels so good when you're sick. Me? I find some good spicy soup usually opens me right up. Saline sprays can also be a pretty effective way to clear out your nasal passages, but I know a lot of people don't really like them. What some people swear by is honey to help coat their throat and get some temporary relief from coughing. You might try an over-the-counter cough medicine. Just make sure that you pay close attention to the dosing directions and don't overdo it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its superior durability, capacity, and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 2/28/18.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's inspiresleep.com.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, we have three lanes of the Beltway closed heading through Silver Spring, and this is on the inner loop. So if you're coming from 270 and heading to College Park, get ready to stay to the far right. This crash is going to be inner loop. It's going to be after Colesville Road, right at the exit for University Boulevard. And if you need to get off at University Boulevard, or if that's where you want to get off there, you can stay to the far right and use that exit lane. But inner loop quickly bunching up coming out of Bethesda to this crash at University Boulevard. Outer loop topside, we're still jammed from 95 and most of the way around to 270. We had a crash there that was over to the shoulder. One more Beltway Maryland incident that's popped up heading to the Wilson Bridge in those far right local lanes. Inner loop right before you get to the bridge span. Looks like the left lane crowded with the incident. Heading out of Wheaton, Georgia Avenue, still jammed to get past Flyers Mill. Crash cleanup continues in the right lane. And in Luckett, southbound 15 near Limestone School Road, still with accident activity. Update sponsored by Debt Hotline. Are you buried in credit card debt or student loan debt? Learn how to reduce your debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice. 800-471-0216. 800-471-0216. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For now, we are in good shape with dry weather. A little bit more cloud cover coming in by midweek. Lots of sunshine after patchy fog early this morning, up to 58. Tomorrow, 58. And here come the clouds, mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
45 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:57 on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Hosts Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and joining me today is Rob Martin, health broadcaster, product developer. He's here to speak with us about a breakthrough in anti-aging skincare. It's called Genucel. May finally be the answer to target that eye puffiness and the bags. If someone's listening right now, Rob, and they decided to try Genucel, this eye serum, what results can they expect?
Well, they're going to get real results. This is not a makeup. I want to underscore there are other products out there, Larry. They're temporary fixes. They're makeup. We get to the core of the issue. So, therefore, you're going to see real results starting in 12 hours and significant improvements over the next few weeks.
Now, what's in this stuff? You know, people are very wary about things that they put on their skin. What are the main ingredients in Genucel?
Okay. We have this wonderful peptide. It's called Isoryl. We have a 2% solution. That's double what they used in the study. That's why it works so quickly. Isoryl gets in there, really assists your body in removing the fluid, the inflammation, the puffiness, the bags that build up under your eyes. This is something that, unfortunately, most of us get as we get older. That includes men, guys. That you want to look younger. I mean, really take years off your face. Try Genucel.
I love all the great offers that you have for my listeners. They blow me away. What have you got today?
Well, it's the spring clearance sale. This happens once a year, Larry. So I'll tell you what. You're going to call today, order Genucel risk-free, and you're going to get the breakthrough eyelid treatment. So now you can treat under your eye and on top as well. You're also going to get a free Genucel Immediate Effects called in the next 20 minutes. You'll also get the Genucel Collagen Builder, a moisturizer, And you're going to get the deep firming serum. That's four bestsellers altogether, four luxury gifts. Here you go. You go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com, or you call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
All right. Amber Athey, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a blast.
We had a good time. I'll give you a ride back to the Daily Caller. And we've got Kathy McMorris Rogers tomorrow, Cal Thomas as well. We're going to talk about Congress's one day in session this week. One day in the House today.
One day too many.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's, if we could cut it back a little further, we could start doing a lot less damage.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The corporate boycott of the National Rifle Association is growing in the wake of the Florida high school shootings.
As companies who work with the NRA or offer discounts to its members are threatened with boycotts, several of them have ended their relationships with the gun rights group. Several rental car companies, including Avis, Hertz, Enterprise, Alamo, National, insurer MetLife, Delta, and United Airlines, a hearing aid company, and more. And the NRA seems unfazed by it, saying these companies will simply be replaced by others. Jim Roop on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump is planning to meet tomorrow with a bipartisan group of lawmakers to discuss addressing gun violence.
Lawmakers floating a few proposals during Congress's first day back in session, including the Fix NICS bill, a plan that would give incentives to states and federal agencies to make more entries into the background check system. A universal background checks bill, a draft proposal to raise the purchase age for long guns, and an assault weapons ban.
Of course. Responded Abby Phillip. One local sheriff has been studying how the Florida school shootings were handled by authorities there.
Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins says his deputies are trained to react immediately instead of waiting for backup.
The protocol says if an individual is there, individual deputy is there and can take an action to eliminate this threat, kill the bad guy, he goes.
Jenkins tells the Larry O'Connor Show, bottom line,
I am responsible for training, for the people that I hire, for everything they do on the street. And if there's a breakdown or a failing, ultimately it falls back on me.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An 18-year-old Clarksburg High School student charged with bringing a gun to school the day after the Florida shootings could get out of jail as early as today. A judge has scheduled another bond hearing for this afternoon for Alwin Chen. His attorneys are expected to ask for his release pending trial. A Virginia state delegate is hoping to pass a constitutional amendment that would require state transportation money to be spent on transportation.
Previous Virginia governors have made a habit of raiding the state's transportation trust fund during budget shortfalls, says Delegate Dave LaRocque.
The process of spending it is drawn out over maybe years, so it looks like there's a big stash of cash there, and sometimes they can't resist moving it around.
He's proposed a measure prohibiting that practice.
This is about making sure the monies are spent the way they're appropriated, and I think that makes a lot of sense to people. Hopefully, if we get as far as putting it before the voters, that's the way they'll view it as well.
The constitutional amendment requires passage this year and next, along with a voter referendum in November. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some Virginia lawmakers want to make drivers pay a toll on I-66 inside the Beltway, regardless of which direction they're driving. Right now, the rush hour tolls apply to inbound traffic in the morning and outbound in the afternoon, but some lawmakers say that applying a toll in only one direction at a time is unfair. President Trump's longtime aide Hope Hicks is scheduled to meet with the House Intelligence Committee today for a closed-door interview as part of that panel's Russia investigation. Hicks is a key eyewitness to Mr. Trump's actions over the past several years.
She was with the president during the campaign, through the transition, and right into the administration, so able to, in theory, answer questions on a whole host of aspects of Robert Mueller's and the House Intelligence Committee's investigation into Russian meddling in the election.
Correspondent Jim Sciutto. And West Virginia teachers are refusing to go to school for a fourth straight day today in protest of pay that is among the lowest in the nation. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,709, the NASDAQ at 7421. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com. NVRealestate.com. Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The NV Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping Kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money or partnering with the NV Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-795-5658 now to get your free kit. Call 800-795-5658 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-795-5658. That's 800-795-5658. Call now.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
905 at 105.9 FM at AM.